أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. We are reading this ayat in which Allah says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَرِيعًا. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the rights of various people. First is the right of Allah Ta'ala, that must only make Allah's ibadat and not associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. That is the foundation and the bottom of our deen. And then the right of all other people all around us. The last we read, the rights of the neighbors. Now Allah Ta'ala says further than that, further, وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبَ or pass بَيْتَنَي wale, and those who are sitting next to you, everywhere, whether it is here in the masjid also, the musalli which is next to us, we must not cause inconvenience to him. We must fulfill his rights also. Like for example, the sajda when we make, then if we are making when it is not in jamaat namaz, then we should keep our arms separate from the sides of our bodies. It should be an open sajda. But in namaz, then don't cause inconvenience to the person who is next to you. In various other ways also, in that wherever we are together, whether it is working together in a office, the students together in a classroom, in a boarding room, wherever, consider the rights of all the other people. Among that also is when we yawn, don't like make all terrible sounds when we yawn and stretch ourselves. Adab have shown in that also. Try and control the yawn as much as possible. And if not, then put our hand over the mouth. And sneezing also. We should not sneeze so loud that we cause a shock to people around us. As if the foundation of the building also is shaking. That is not the correct way. We should muffle it as much as possible. Cover our nose also. With our language also, we should not cause inconvenience. We should not sit in such a way that we are obstructing other people. All these matters we should consider. In the masjid, for example, making our namazes also, sunnat or nafal namaz. Some people are in the habit of making it far at the back with no sutra in front of them. Other people want to now go out and they have to cross them. It becomes a difficult situation. So we should not make namaz like that, where we cause inconvenience to any person. Even at home, we should not make our namaz such a place where people have to pass in front of us and causing inconvenience to them. In all these matters, there is great detail in this. And it will be very good for a person to give thought to all this and see that in any way, anywhere, am I not causing inconvenience to anyone? Whether it is the house people, even if it's the husband and wife, how, for example, we take out our clothes, the dirty clothes, don't just throw them around anywhere. It won't make any, it won't harm us in any way if we put it in the washing basket instead of just throwing it around and expecting the wife to pick it up. Or anything else also. In the bathroom, when we do our cleanliness, then we doing our cleanliness, but don't leave the bathroom in a dirty condition. That the people who have to use it after that find it awkward to use it. The toilet also. We will make sure, especially if something is left in the pan, then we will do that we flush the toilet and leave the toilet in such a way that other people can don't feel offended when they have to use it. Many of us, we leave the toilet also in a very bad condition, even if it is at home. That also we should not take others to be our slaves, but we should see to our own cleanliness. So in all these matters, sahibul jamb, the person who is around you, don't cause any inconvenience. And this is also a great aspect of deen, where many of us, like that, we are very pious with our namazes, etc., but we cause inconvenience to other people. That is not a dindar person. The person who has got deen in him will see to all aspects and not cause inconvenience to anyone. Wapnis sabil, اور مسافر کے ساتھ with whomever you are traveling, wherever you are traveling, don't cause inconvenience to your fellow travelers also. In various ways, that also a person holds up the whole jamaat, the whole group, because he's now engaged in some shopping or whatever else, and he's causing inconvenience. In fact, so much so, when we are traveling and we are making namaz on the by the road as we are passing, then there also, now don't engage in nafal and keeping everyone up. That is the time when Allah has made faras also half, so don't inconvenience your fellow friends in that traveling. All other matters also in traveling, don't cause inconvenience to anyone. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ اَيْمَانُكُمْ اور اپنے ہاتھ کے مال یعنی غلام باندھیوں کے ساتھ and even your slaves which are under your control, don't cause them also inconvenience. You possess the slave. It is not a servant you possess, but Islam has given clear command in the Quran Sharif that forget servants and workers, even with slaves you must treat them kindly. And even if you have animals, you don't take more work than what the animal can do. Don't put a more bigger load on the animal what it can carry. And don't underfeed the animal. See that you feed it also on time. You have cows, you have horses, etc. Then see that you feed them properly and don't take more work from them than what you are supposed to. So Islam is that beautiful religion that has taught every finer point also. But unfortunately, we are those people that we don't observe and we give a very bad reflection of Islam. If we live our lives like this and people see from our lives that what Islam is, that will be the greatest da'wat of Islam and people will accept Islam. We don't need the SPCA to give us orders with how to do qurbani, how to treat animals, etc. In fact, we are supposed to teach them how the animals must be treated, how qurbani must be made, etc. And in all other matters, we don't really need government laws to control how we work with our workers in the workplace, how much we pay them, whether we overwork them, etc. But we should be teaching the government that what Islam teaches. But unfortunately, we pay no heed to what Islam has taught us. And then Allah ends the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Inshallah, we discuss that. Though it's a short part, but a very important part. And this is the basis for not fulfilling the rights of all the other people. May Allah give us tawfiq to correct ourselves, make our Islah, be concerned about our Islah, and without Islah, we will never be able to move anywhere, because without Islah, there won't be ikhlas also. Without Islah, there will be pride and ujub, conceit in our lives. And those are the foundations of a bad and wrong and terrible life. So we have to be concerned all the time of making our Islah and actually practically active, being active in doing our Islah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.